Vivian Schiller, CEO and president of NPR, stepped down today because of that video that surfaced of another NPR executive, Ron Schiller, no relation, saying things like the Tea Party is racist and Jews own newspapers, which is why newspapers have a slant on Mideast news. Ron Schiller, VP of development for NPR, has been fired. The video is 12 minutes edited from a two-hour lunch he had with a group claiming to be the Muslim Education Action Center Trust. They were actually part of a sting from conservative activist James O'Keefe's Project Veritas. Here's a clip.
The current Republican Party, the particular Tea Party, is fanatically involved in people's personal lives and very fundamental Christian, and I wouldn't even call it Christian. It's this weird evangelical.
Fox News and other critics of NPR say the video proves their contention that NPR is biased. On Sean Hannity's show on Fox, Juan Williams, who'd been fired from NPR for what were then called disparaging remarks about Muslims, had this reaction last night.
They attack anybody that disagrees with their point of view, this elitist, this NPR point of view, that the rest of us are a bunch of dummies and a bunch of rubes and we're from the country. We don't understand what's going on. And he thinks that we lack education and only him, only his group up there on the executive floor of NPR really understands. These folks are doing damage, Sean.
Brian Stelter writes for Media Decoder at the New York Times. And Brian, Vivian Schiller spoke to the paper right after news of her stepping down. What did she say?
She says, first of all, that she's sorry to be leaving. She says that this was the board's will. Essentially, last night, about 12 hours after this embarrassing video of Ron Schiller talking about Tea Partiers and Republicans as being racist, 12 hours after that video comes out, she came to the board, the NPR board of directors, offered to resign if that's what the board wanted, and later in the evening, the board decided that is what the board wanted. Really ends a two-year tenure for Vivian Schiller that was marred by a couple of controversies, one involving Juan Williams last fall, who we just heard from, and then this one more recently with this fundraising executive. You know, she's a woman who helped turn NPR around financially, but who was sometimes flippant in her comments. And didn't always seem to be handling these controversial incidents the right way.
Well, one of the ways she apparently helped turn NPR around was with Ron Schiller. Again, no relation. He came from the University of Chicago, where he raised $2.5 billion in 4 years. He'd only been at NPR for a short time and had already announced before this sting that he was leaving. But this employee then is directly tied to Vivian Schiller.
This is an incident that, whether it's her fault or not, is marring her tenure. And what she said this morning to us about her resignation is that she hopes, and I thought this is really the most important line of all. She says, "I'm hopeful that my departure from NPR will have the intended effect of easing the defunding pressure on public broadcasting. As we all know, Republicans in Congress are trying to strip away all the federal funding for NPR and PBS and for its member stations. And Vivian Schiller is saying here that she hopes that by her leaving, that'll take some of the pressure off."
Look, what we're hearing, obviously we work in public radio, though not directly for NPR. We air on public radio stations. And what we're hearing is outrage. And we're also hearing it from general managers. One from Buffalo spoke to our sister station On Point and said reporters, editors, staffers at member stations, general managers are furious about this. Now, these are people who work on the editorial side, who feel they've invented new and gymnastic moves to be journalistically fair. This GM said they're embarrassed, hurt, angry over what this general manager again called silly behavior. Did Vivian Schiller speak to that, that this is someone who didn't come from the editorial side, giving his personal opinion in a lunch with people he barely knew and undermining the whole network?
She and other executives on Tuesday were very quick to disavow what Ron Schiller said. They recognize how dangerous this could be as a stain on NPR more broadly. I think the reality here, though, is as Vivian Schiller said, the buck stops with her. The head of the NPR board this morning, Dave Edwards, said that although Vivian was not responsible for many of the mistakes that were made, the CEO of any organization is accountable for all of the actions of the organization.
Brian Stelter of the Media Decoder at the New York Times. Brian, thank you.
Thank you.